Drive Time on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. It's your future. Let Zurich help you protect it. Talk to us today about life and serious illness cover. Drive Time on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. It's your future. Let Zurich help you protect it. Talk to us today about life and serious illness cover.
Tweet at Drive Time RTE.
The Department of Education has today published TREZ, its Traveller and Roma Education Strategy for 2024 to 2030. Key aims of the strategy include increasing the numbers of young people remaining in school to sixth year and achieving a leaving certificate, promoting training on inclusion and diversity, teaching traveller culture and history through the curriculum, and ensuring all traveller and Roma children participate in the ECCE programme. Well, we're joined now by Dr. Cindy Joyce, who's Assistant Professor in the Department of Sociology at the University of Limerick and also a member of the Council of State. And Cindy, you're welcome to the programme. What do you make of this new strategy?
Thank you, Sarah, for having me. Yes, I really welcome this strategy. It's the first ever Traveller and Roma education strategy that we have had published, and I have I welcome it, and I have hopes that the implementations of the actions that they will be implemented as soon as possible.
I know Education Minister Norma Foley has said that she believes the new strategy will help address educational outcomes for traveller and mm-hmm. Roma children, which are currently quite a bit lower than for the general cohort of students. What are the obstacles, as you see it, for traveller and Roma children in the education system right now?
Yes, Sarah. So there is no one obstacle. There is a collaboration of many different obstacles coming across the system. And I would say that one of the main focal obstacle would be discrimination and racism within the education system, but within society as a whole in itself. And I suppose if we look at the publication of this strategy today, I really welcome the idea that it's committed on focusing on the human rights approach, particularly looking at it being focused on the voices of the community and learning from the community itself. When we look at the issues within the school system, we know that there is a lack of cultural recognition for travellers in Roma. We know that there is a lack of celebration around identity and recognising the identity and the celebration of that. And we need to look at, I suppose, the contribution of traveller culture and knowledge to Irish society. And when we're looking at the strategy here published today, I was just going through it, and there are many good aspects to the strategy, which I hope would be immediately focusing on implementing. Mm. And there are just a couple of things that I find that are missing from the strategy, and I would say that there is very little focus on giving the support for travellers and Roma to become teachers and educators. And I see that there is not much that is within that strategy here today. So I would say that that is a bit lacking within that. However, I would say that we need to focus traveller identity, culture and history needs to be focused and woven into the fabric of the curriculum in schools to build trust and confidence and support the community.
Yeah, that is one of the key actions outlined in this plan, which is to teach traveller culture and history through the curriculum. And it's only when mm-hmm. I saw that, I suppose it speaks to maybe, the ignorance that sometimes people, including myself, can have on this. It's only when I saw that it struck me that that's a glaring absence in the curriculum at the moment. So would that make a big difference, do you think, to have traveller culture and history taught in the curriculum?
Absolutely. Yes. So if we look at the Council of Europe in 2020, recommended for all European nation states to to implement traveller history and culture into the school curriculums. And I suppose this is why it's important. 4 years later, we have the publication of this strategy, and there is a real focus on teaching traveller history and culture within the strategy, which is really important. However, I suppose looking at the traveller history and culture bill that is before the Dáil at the moment, I would say that we need a faster approach on getting that over the line. We're only at the Dáil stage, the committee stage in the Dáil, so we're only at the third stage, and where there's five stages to get it to the bill signed into law. So the last time that bill was looked at was in 2021. So I think that it would be great to have that looked at again now in collaboration with the publication of the strategy, the education strategy.
Yeah, and as you say, sort of 4 years later from the recommendation that this is now in the strategy, and those timelines are interesting that you're laying out there, mm-hmm. because obviously we're expecting a general election sometime in the mm-hmm. in the next 8 or 9 months, and quite possibly in the next short few months. So if this doesn't get through the Dáil and the Oireachtas before then, would you be concerned that it'll be another mm-hmm. few years before that legislation is passed?
Absolutely. I would be very worried that we would be waiting another few years before it would be passed, and that it would be put on the long haul again. I think that it has been before the Dáil and the Shannon now for long enough, that it needs now a push to get that over the line before the general elections next year, when a new government comes in. And I suppose it's important because we know that the impact of the lack of that cultural and historical recognition of the community in Ireland does have a direct impact on children's mental health and their well-being. And I see that the strategy has a focus on ensuring better outcomes for the well-being of traveller and Roma students. And mm-hmm. one of the important things for the well-being is to focus on teaching the history and culture within the schools. But also, I was looking at throughout the strategy that it's important that they be working in collaboration with the anti bullying strategy and the anti-bullying recommendations that we have in schools. But I'd be worried that we haven't looked at any anti-racism training for any of the teachers within the schools. So that would be, I suppose, an oversight there as well.
Okay. It's very interesting to speak to you, Cindy, and get your analysis of the strategy. And thank you very much for joining us. That's Dr. Cindy Joyce.